where for Melbourne and Victoria, these are today's headlines from the Sunday Herald Sun. Starting with the election, and a 24-page special lift-out brings you all the news from the federal election as Australia votes on its future. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Sunday Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. The death of a six-month-old baby boy is being investigated by the Homicide Squad. A 36-year-old woman found in the same murder house with life-threatening injuries was on Saturday night under police guard in hospital. Police are not looking for anyone else in connection with the incident. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
As Neighbours enters its last weeks of filming, the show has endured a shocking snub. When nominations for the 2022 Logie Awards were announced on Sunday, it was revealed the much-loved drama, which will cease production after 37 years on June 10, had failed to land a single nomination. Usually the soap, which has struggled for ratings in Australia for some years, pulls a nomination in one of the most popular acting categories. And footy greats Dane Swan, Brendan Favola and Brent Harvey could be stepping into the boxing ring for a major AFL fight night in August. It's understood a number of former footy stars have been approached to potentially take part in a special AFL Legends fight night at Margaret Court Arena. Those are your headlines from the Sunday Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.